The Archbishop of Canterbury resigned today. The leader of the world's 85 million Anglicans, Justin Welby, is stepping down after a recent report found he hadn't done enough to address abuse allegations within the church. At least one prominent bishop in the Church of England had called on Welby to resign. And a warning, the story touches on thoughts of suicide. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Jason, I understand that the Archbishop has issued a statement explaining his decision. What's it say?
Well, Justin Welby writes that he was first informed of abuse allegations in 2013 and that he was told the police had been informed. He said he believed wrongly that an appropriate resolution would follow, but apologized for failing to ensure that the accusations were, quote, energetically investigated. Welby says he hopes his resignation demonstrates how seriously the Church of England understands the need for change. He says, quote, the last few days have renewed my long-felt and profound sense of shame at the historic safeguarding failures. And Welby promises to meet with victims and hear more about their experiences.
Jason, I want to get into the abuse investigation report that led to Welby's resignation. Can you just tell us what it found?
An independent review looked into the Church of England's handling of serious allegations of abuse by the late John Smythe, a volunteer at Christian summer camps in the United Kingdom, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. The review calls the abuse prolific and abhorrent. It found that Smythe had abused over 100 boys in both the UK and in Africa. The nature of the abuse was sexual, psychological, and physical, and it began in the 1970s and continued into the 1980s. And the investigation says the Church of England failed to notify civil authorities about the abuse as soon as church leaders became aware of it. And the report says, quote, the response of the Church of England and others was wholly ineffective and amounted to a cover-up.
Jason, what have we heard from victims?
Well, one of the survivors is Andrew Morse. He says as an adult, he wrote to church leaders describing the abuse he suffered as a child and as a young man. But he says those letters had no effect. He spoke to the BBC earlier today and described how Smythe repeatedly abused him.
John Smythe told me that I was still sinning and that that required what he called a special beating. That was beatings of hundreds of lashes of a cane.
Morse says he eventually attempted suicide because of the anguish the beatings caused.
What comes next then for the Anglican Church?
Well, remember that the last couple of decades, it's been confronting issues of gender and sexuality. Many will remember how the Episcopal Church, which is the U.S. expression of the Anglican Communion, was rocked by electing a gay bishop. Justin Welby was seen by many to have helped calm down extremely divisive fights about gay bishops and women bishops. But there are still chasms within the Anglican Church, especially between the more progressive church in Europe and North America and the considerably more conservative parts of the Anglican Communion in what's known as the Global South, especially in Africa. Now, as far as the transition goes, the Archbishop of Canterbury's term was set to expire in 2026. But since that election is a couple of years away, church rules say something known as the Crown Nominations Commission will handle an appointment in the meantime. The committee sends recommendations to the British Prime Minister, and then the Prime Minister advises King Charles on the appointment. Now, whoever Charles appoints will have to continue to deal with those issues of gender and sexuality, and now the ongoing fallout of abuse.
That's NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.